Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. I just want to say hello, and it is Friday. I am so happy that it's Friday, and for those of you that didn't know, that song is The Down Low, and it's by one of our indie artists here called Charlie M. And you're listening here to me. I'm Sierra DeVay, and I'm also here. I'm not by myself, just to let you know. You're not just listening to me. You're also listening to my lovely, lovely, beautiful co-host, Lola Lane. Lola, hello. It's Friday.
Hello. It is Friday. Thank goodness. I'm so glad
it
for
is.
Friday.
Are you? Oh, my God. This week did not end fast enough for me, but I was just I don't want to say it that way because I don't want it to seem like the week was terrible, but I always can't wait to get to Friday. How about you?
I know. I had an incredibly long week, so I'm glad
it was
today
incredible.
Is Friday.
It was tremendous. Okay, I'm sorry, but when you said incredibly, it made me think of a mutual friend of ours. For those of you who don't know, it would be David Christopher, and all I see in my head is like, it's tremendous, and his eyes getting all big, you know? You know how David Christopher is. I know. When I said that, can't you see him in your head right now? It's
yes,
tremendous.
I can picture him.
For those of you
him,
all who
yes.
don't know who we're talking about Pussy Man. We both worked with him on numerous occasions, and, well, I've worked with him quite a lot, so we know him very well.
Yeah, I think you were
well.
One of his favorites.
I
know
one
you were
favorite.
One of his favorites.
Well, mm-hmm. I am also his ex-girlfriend, so that might have a little bit to do with it, so... But
that
we're still on good
true.
Terms. But there's nothing more spectacular. And that's another word he likes to use, spectacular. Everything is tremendous and spectacular with him. But he always makes you feel like so – everything is awesome when you're around him. Everything is awesome. And now I totally feel like I'm on, like, a Lego commercial. Everything is awesome. Okay, sorry. Okay, I went off on a tangent. I am sorry. I must be getting old. Guys, I'm sorry. This show is not about that. I want to welcome you to The Down Low. You are here on a Friday night. This is Dollhouse Radio, and I am your host, Sierra DeVay, and you're here with Lola Lane, and you're listening to The Down Low. And if you're wondering, we are not coming out the closet. This is
not
what The Down Low is about. I know for some of y'all of African-American persuasion and thinking the down low means we are on the down low, but the down low doesn't always mean that. Sometimes it just means stuff that you're not supposed to talk about outside of your house or the kitchen table
mm-hmm.
or other things. We just keep it on the DL. There are more things you keep on the DL besides your sexuality.
Exactly.
So this might actually this might actually be about your sexuality, right?
So many people ask me that. I'm like, no, it's not about that. It's not about that. It's just
you
things that
too.
You
I
might
get
not
want
to talk about
openly.
Yeah.
I know. I get so many people going, I don't want to talk about gay sex. But you ever notice that the people that ask you are always black? They're like, oh, because, you know, in our community, the download means you're gay.
Mm-hmm.
This is not what our show is about. In this particular case, the download means you are doing some things on the side that you know that you need to talk about because you're feeling some things that we ain't talking about it being gay. But you're doing some things on the side.
Yeah,
you
might
not
feel so free to talk about it with other people, but you can talk about it with us because we're on the down low, you know, basically.
We're on the down low.
So you can feel free.
Yeah. And I also, you know what, I also like to tell people, the thing is, this is a no judgment zone. It's okay. Because I think one of the biggest things about when you are in a relationship with someone who is married, either you're married or the other person is married, or maybe you're both married, I don't know, I don't really care. But you cannot talk to anybody about this. So you got to keep it on the DL. I won't tell if you don't tell.
That's true.
But we are here for advice. Because sometimes you need some real advice. And not that advice you get from friends who are looking at you with the side eye. Some real advice.
One of the ladies said on the reality show, with judgy eyes, looking at you with judgy eyes. I thought that was so cute.
In my world, we go, We hear you, but we're going, Because we're judging.
Exactly.
We are not judging here. We are talking about how it is because we've been there, done that, and we've been on both sides of this particular scenario. So we know what it feels like from both sides. Or at least I do. I can't talk for anybody else, but I know my co-hosts have at least been on at least one of these sides.
Yes, correct? I have.
Okay. Okay, guys. Okay, I know we had a great time last week. It was just me, and I was off the plimp. Got my words all screwed up and everything because I was all by myself because I wasn't expecting that. But we handled it, and we kept it moving. And I want to thank all of my guest co-hosts, and thank you, everyone, for calling in and helping me out for the show last week because we kept it moving. Before I knew it, it was over with, and I wanted to keep talking. So you guys, I just want to tell you that. Really, we had a great time last week. We did. And I'm trying to think, what did we talk about last week? Oh, my God. I think we talked about what she won't, you know, she will.
Oh, really? That was a good subject.
I think
subject.
We talked about that and a few other. I think we had a couple other things we talked about because I had a few things on the menu. I don't remember exactly, but I'm sure someone would let us know what we talked about last week. It was part of what we were talking about last week. But this week we have a new one. And for those of you, I don't know, for those who didn't hear last week's show, and I'm trying to remember exactly what the topic was. I had it all written down, and I usually do this stuff all the time here. You know, it might help if I have my little notebook right here in front of me so I could tell you exactly what we said last week. Not that it really even matters at this point, but I will say this. It is so nice to have you here because I hate being alone.
I know. I'm glad to be back.
I'm glad you're back. It's been too long, girl. It's been way too long.
I know.
God.
I'm sorry you had to be alone last week, but you worked it out. You worked it out.
I worked it out. I figured it out. We did these things. We did that. As Tamar would say, I did that.
Yeah.
So. So, guys, okay, so our topic this week, I know you're wondering. Okay, our topic this week, and I'm being kind of casual this week, and we're taking our time because, you know, I've gotten really comfortable with the board, so I had to warn you, I got my own music in and everything, but our topic this week is... I really got it going this week. I had it going on a couple weeks ago, too, though. Guys, you know, okay, so Lola and guys and everyone listening. And by the way, I want to give a, you know, I do have to say this because we do have listeners from all over the entire world listening to us right now. And, yes, I do know this. I want to say hello to our listeners in France, because I know for a fact we have about 10 to 12 listeners who are coming out of France, and I want to say hello to you all, and my heart goes out to you. And we do here in America totally understand what you're going through right now. And I've been shedding tears for days. And this is when we realize how much we rely on each other and how much love there really is in the world and how much forgiveness there is in the world. Even when people do hateful things.
That's
truly hateful things.
No,
that's
really true. Yeah, and like you said, we have fans all over the world, and I know I have a pretty big French fan base, and my heart goes out to everyone, not just fans, but everybody in France right now.
Everyone. And I should have said that, but you and I both, and I know this for a fact, you and I both have a huge French base. As far as our fans are concerned, I know a lot of you here in America don't realize this, but we have a huge European base, and it's probably larger than America.
I think it's
much larger, actually, and I know more than half of my fans come from France. So I just want to say, I am so sorry for what you all are going through, and I completely understand, and there really is no compensation or revenge for what has happened. But all we can do is show love for one another and hope that love will prevail through everything.
That's true. It's well spoken.
But I'm not here to make you all cry today, because I'm here to make you think. I'm here to make everybody think today, because you know what the season is?
It's Christmas.
Oh,
it's holiday time. It's holiday season.
I didn't tell you that was your cue, did I?
No, I don't know.
I know. You didn't have to. This is holiday season, but it's also the season of lies and half-truths. Honey. The lies and the half-truths, they will come in abundance starting now. And now it's time for you to get you got to get your boots on, and some of them need to be hip high so you can sort through these lies and half-truths, especially
That's
if
true.
You're in a relationship with somebody who's married.
I agree.
You are going to get so many lies right now, and you're going to feel like, oh, I get it. I'm so sorry. You're going to get lies and half-truths out the ass right now. And the crazy thing about this is last year we were talking about how this is the time for you to, like, you know, reflect and find your own friends or whatever. It's also time for you to figure out the truth.
Yeah,
I like to try this holiday truth.
You want to sort it all out before the new year, so
this is the time for you to sort things out and figure out exactly where you stand or if this is worth for you to keep pursuing, because 9 times out of 10, it probably isn't. But there are those few that you keep going on no matter what, because, you know, the heart doesn't know the difference between a lie and the truth. The heart does not know.
Yeah. That's true. And even if you're not in a relationship with someone that's married, a lot of times it's just if you're in a shaky relationship, sometimes it gets shakier around this time. Sometimes people use the holidays as a reason. It's a good time to break up with someone. And, it's just everybody's
a little bit
emotional.
These are the times that try relationships. You're so right. These are the times that try relationships. And you don't have to be, you're absolutely right in this. You don't have to be in a relationship where you're involved with someone who's married. It can just be a regular relationship. But tis the season for lies and half-truths. You're going to hear a whole lot of them. And you need to be able to read between the lines, y'all. You really do. One of my favorite ones is, yes, I'm going to go visit my parents, but don't worry, you don't really want to come up there with me. I'll meet you somewhere else, and we'll have more fun somewhere else. That says a whole lot. This is a whole lot. This is a lot. We're going to get into a whole lot of these lies and half-truths and whatnots and things and stuff you should be looking out for. But before we get into that, we are definitely going to pay some bills. Before we pay some bills, though, I got to say this really quickly, and then I'm going to let everybody else talk for a moment. How often do I do that? I know, I talk a lot. I'm going to let everybody else talk for a moment, and I'm just going to chime in with my little 2 cents. But before we do that, I want to let everyone know, if you want to chime in with your 2 cents, and in my case, I think mine are only 2 cents. Your cents are worth about 10, okay? You chime in with your 10 cents, I'll give you my 2. But to do that, you have to make a phone call, and the phone call is, to make that phone call, you have to dial 646-595-4038. Now, if you don't want to make a phone call and talk to us live, all you have to do is just log into the chat room. And we have a few people here sitting here in the chat room. I want to say a big hello to Joseph Tanner, who's sitting in the chat room. And hello, Joseph Tanner. It's so nice for you to join us today. And I want to say a big hello to everybody who's online. Who is on the phone with us. And if you would like to join us in our conversation, I see you there. But if you want to join us in conversation, you have to press 1. Other than that, you're just going to be listening. But it's okay. We don't mind if you just listen. But before we get into our humongous subject tonight, and I have to do this because I have to pay some bills because that's the only way I get paid. I don't know about y'all, but I gotta pay bills so I can make some more. I don't know about you, but that's what I do. So, in order to pay bills, I want to let you all know, if you are indie artist, if you're a singer or artist of any type, and you're listening to get your mixtape, record, or business more exposure by purchasing, you can definitely purchase commercial space here on Dollhouse Radio, which basically means in between all of our shows, we will definitely promote anything that you have to do. We will play your songs, and we will talk about you all day long. We will make you a custom radio commercial for your campaign. It will air on all shows all week for one incredibly low price. And I know you're going, oh, my God, she's selling this something. Oh, I can't believe this. She's like, but when I say a low price, I'm talking $50. Can we say that? And wait, there's more. Yeah, I just did that.
an excellent price.
But wait, there's more. We'll do one radio commercial and we'll play it for 7 days on all shows. So that's what, like, there's at least 4 shows a day, and you're getting it played every single day, and there's a show 7 days a week for $50. Hell, if I just came up with a song, I could do that.
I don't need to wait
for a big production company to be behind me to get my song out there.
I would definitely do it.
I would definitely go for that. But just to let you all know, we're not just airing here in America. We air across the entire Internet. And by the way, if you all don't realize, WWW stands for World Wide Web, which means we're across the entire world. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. That's how we roll. We're across the world. So I'm just saying, if you are indie artist and you're really looking for an exclusive interview or for anything, or just to get your music played and just to hear your music constantly and so that everyone can hear you, please get in touch with us. Go to dollhouseradio.com and don't forget to mention that you heard this on the down low. Just make sure you put in the download, or just Sierra or Lola Lane, whichever one. Just mention my freaking name, dude. It's all you got to do. But on that note, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the season of lies and half-truths and all the things that men, the evil that men and women, okay, listen, we're not putting all men in one spot because women,
yeah,
you know, we are real good at lies. We're good at lies and have truths. And we're going to talk about lies and have truths, and we're going to come back to that in just one moment. But on that note, I'm going to give you all something to think about it. I'm going to play a little bit of Usher, and you make me wanna.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh, that ended faster than we planned. Kind of like some relationships. Yeah,
exactly.
Totally.
I love that song. That was over here grooving. I miss that song.
You too? Okay,
that
I'm not going to lie,
one.
But I was sitting here grooving. I was sitting here grooving, and before I realized it, it was over. Because I'm not going to lie, I love that song, but have you ever, like, I always listen to the words of the song, but I never really realized the words of the song until later. He's talking about cheating on his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you know, yes. I'm thinking I'm about to leave the one I'm with to start a relationship with you. And I think he did that, didn't he? And then she was crazy.
I think so. Yes.
She was older and crazy. So.
Didn't work out like he planned.
Uh-huh, it didn't. Well, they rarely do they?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, guys, but, you know, rarely when you leave for the other woman does it work out exactly the way you planned, depending on what you were looking for. But, sorry. Guys, I got to say this. We are talking, and I have to say this because it's the beginning of this whole holiday season, so this came to mind, and, yeah, I kind of went there, but tis the season for lies and half-truths. And if you have any comments on this, all you have to do is dial 646-595-4038, and if you want to join in the conversation, just press 1. Other than that, you're just listening in, and we're okay with you listening in because we like it when you listen. We like it when men listen. It doesn't happen too often.
We love it when you listen.
But if you just have comments and you don't really want to come in, but you just want to give your comment, trust me, I am watching the chat room. So just log in the chat room. You can use a fake name, real name, numbers, whatever you want to do. But I want to say hi to Joseph Tanner. And I see Jeff Jones in the chat room, along with Alan Stewart. So I'm saying a big hello, hi. And Alan Stewart wants to know what our topic is. Our topic is, it's a season for lies and half-truths. This is a season when... You know, this is a season when, I had to say it, and this is even for everyone who's even in a real relationship, you're going to get lies and half-truths right now if somebody's fucking up. Because it's hard to get around the holidays without lying and telling half-truths. It's just impossible to do that. So you need to learn to breathe between the lies. The other thing is, though, if you're the other woman, you're used to lies and half-truths, but you're going to get some serious ones now, some that are not even necessary at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave her next Christmas kind of lies. Or I didn't really want to spend Christmas with them, but I bought you something too kind of lies. And
yeah,
Ellen, I'm not going to tell you what I'm wearing. This is not that kind of show. Just to let you all know, I'm sorry. In the whole essence of lies and half-truths, I am not going to lie to you all today. This is not that kind of show. And Ellen, I'm sorry, but you're not going to hear. I'm not telling you what I'm wearing right now. What I'm telling you is you should listen to the sounds of my voice.
Alan is a newbie, right? I haven't heard his name before, so maybe he doesn't know.
I haven't either, but he's in the chat room. So, you know, he put his name
great.
There, so
he's
I'm allowed to say it. He's a newbie, and we love newbies. Ooh, we love newbies. Join in the conversation. So I got to get your opinion. Do you ever find that during this time of year, you get a lot of lies and stuff, especially when you're the other person. But do you find that you hear more in our particular case, and I shouldn't say our particular case, it isn't really our particular case because we are retired, but when you are the other woman, or especially when you're seeing people who are married or you have somebody who is on the down low, and when I say the down low, I don't mean you're gay. I mean you just got a lover on the side. This is a time where you get a lot of lies, and sometimes they're completely unnecessary. Do you find that?
I've gotten it before. I really wanted to spend the holidays with you, but I didn't want to upset the kids, and the kids are grown.
Yeah,
you know.
That's a good one. Oh, the kids are a good one. Yeah, I didn't want to upset the kids.
The kids are grown. Yeah, it's like, okay, no, it's no problem. But I've also been on the other side where I've done it too. Oh, I'm not cooking. I wasn't going to cook this holiday. I wasn't really in the mood. Or, my family is not really good with outside. You know, I've done it myself, too. You know?
Have you? Oh, my God. You've totally gone. You've been a liar.
Yeah, I don't feel like cooking this holiday. And then my family's food, or if they say, well, I'm going to come with you and your family. My food is not, I don't know, you know, you might not like this food. It's not that great. You know, or my family is
you
crazy.
You are so great. Coming from you, I would totally believe it. I'd be like, yeah, she's serious. But she would never lie, ever. She would just be like, she would always. I don't think anybody would ever believe that coming from me, because it would actually be the truth if it was coming. But they'd be like, yeah, she's full of it. But you're like so sweet and innocent. Okay, I know. I say that as I'm talking one porn star to another.
Exactly.
That's what's so funny. It's like, but you're always so sweet. And you're not innocent, but you're so sweet. I just never imagine you lying.
Yeah, I've done
that. I mean,
you
can imagine me lying, right?
I can imagine anybody lying.
Oh, my God.
We
I can
all
only
do
imagine,
it
like,
from
people lying.
Why lie? Yeah, we can have that.
I just discovered my mother gave me white lie. She gave me a white lie the other day, and I was like, oh, my God, that's where I get this from. I had never realized that she does it all the time. I'm like, okay, so, oh, she mixed it with a little bit of half-truth. So it's kind of true, but it really isn't. I'm always like, okay, I've always heard, though I'm okay with this, and you just said it, and being that I have had quite a few. I wouldn't say unfortunately. I say unfortunately, and though it's not really true when I say that, that's me being Britishly polite. I don't feel like it's unfortunate. But I have, unfortunately, due to society, I have dated quite a few married men. And usually I get the, you know, I can't really bring you around, you know, oh, the family, I can't be away from my family. Quite honestly, I'm hoping for those lies. I've actually told lies so people wouldn't come around, so I could have time with my friends. I'm like, my family doesn't really, you know, I can't really introduce someone that I don't have a ring, that I'm not married to my family. So
but we're kind of, but don't we kind of expect that we're not going to be able to maybe be around their family? I think maybe they think that we want to hear the lie so they're not hurting our feelings. But, you know, a lot of guys always feel like they have
too.
To lie.
I think a lot of times guys tell lies. I agree with you. I think a lot of times they tell lies because they think they need to lie to kick it. Well, I'm already expecting that. I'd rather you just tell me the truth. Hey, look, you're my girl on the side, and I can't really bring you to my mom because my wife will find out. Just be honest. I'm okay with that. I'm not going to be offended, but I do want a present. And I'm still going to want a present no matter what. It doesn't matter what you tell me. I'm still going to want that diamond, but that's just how I am. So I'm still going to want the Swarovski crystal or the diamond or the Coach purse. That's actually to keep me from showing up at your family reunion or dinner or whatever else. You don't realize the present is to keep me from showing up to spill your lie to other people.
Yeah,
oh, God. There's so many things. Okay, so, guys, I know I see you. I totally see you. We're going to get to you in just a minute. And we have, oh, my gosh, I guess Chicago is a little bit snowed in because it looks like we have several people calling in from the Illinois area. I just want to say hi to you from the Illinois area.
Hey, Chicago.
And not just our usual people. We have several people calling from Chicago. But the other thing that made me think about this, okay, so I know you're thinking, it was fun to go, "Tis is the season of lies and half-truths." But, and this is the one thing, in our particular case, we know you're lying, but when you're dealing with someone who's in love with you and you have and you're having an affair with this person, and this is the time where you start telling lies and half truths, and some idiot poor child girl believes you, and at the new year she starts to stalk your ass.
Exactly.
You just didn't tell her the truth in the first place. Look, I'm married, I have children, and you're the girl on the side. There is no reason and I really believe this, and I think this is one of the biggest lies that most men make. And I'm going to go men, because women, we don't do this so much because we don't have to do this. Men feel that they have to tell you that they love you and care about you to keep them, keep you having sex with them.
Yes.
Do you agree that men do that? Men say these things? I don't think women
men
say
do
that
it.
So much.
No, but men do it often. A girlfriend and I were just having this conversation where they will make you think that the relationship, well, you know, I want to grow this relationship. I really want to, you know, I want to build something with you. And then after they get it a few times, and then it's like, well, I like to take it slow. You know, I want to, you know, you turn into the homie lover friend instead of, I thought we were working on a relationship. I don't know why guys think, they just think they have to lie to kick it. It's, the truth is always better in that case. Because most of the time, the girl, if she's attracted to you, if you guys have chemistry, she's going to still have sex with you regardless. She may be hoping that you change your mind, but she's still going to do it. So you don't really have to lie. I don't know why men do that. It's crazy.
I've never understood why men do that. And I'm sorry, because, and I really do need you to chime in. I see you all, and I see you in the chat room, and on the, and I'm going to get to everybody on the line. But I will have to say this: I don't understand why you men do that. Because I'll be honest with you, more women than you think are just thinking about getting it in. That's all we're thinking about. But you went to the "I love you" card with us, so now it changes. I'm sorry, but our chemistry changes when you go "I love you." Don't say that unless you mean it. And don't say, I want to be with you and spend time with you, unless you really mean to do that. It's okay if all we're doing is having the sex. It's okay if you go, look, we're having the sex. It's a great booty call, but this is all this is. And if we can do this every Monday for the next month, I'm cool with that. Because you'd be surprised. Most of the time, that's all we're thinking, too.
Yeah, that's
true. But once
true.
You change it, once you say, like, I don't throw around the "I love you" word often. Actually, I rarely throw it around. If I say
women
it,
don't do
I
that.
Must mean,
guys
I don't throw
do that
word.
First.
Yeah, it's not a casual word. It's not casual like me hugging you or kissing you on the cheek. I don't just love anybody. I can't love a person I've never seen in person. I can't even care about you. I just like the way you look, and I like what you talk about. But I don't know you. I haven't really met you. And just because you had sex with me once, if you start doing that whole "I love you" thing, and me being kind of thinking with a guy's kind of, I think like a guy. The minute you say that is the minute I start to back off. I'm like, oh, hell, that means you're going to start calling me all the time.
It's like, put on your tennis shoes. I put on my tennis shoes because I'm running.
Oh, I'm putting on my tennis shoes, and I'm tying my laces, too. The minute, if you say that way too soon, I am so tying my laces that got my tennis shoes on halfway out the door. Hell, I'm not even putting my clothes on. My tennis shoes are on. You said that way too quick. I can't have you stalking me now, showing up on set, showing up in the studio. Can't have that. I'm not going to do that.
Exactly.
And if you loved me, you wouldn't do that anyway. If you loved me, you wouldn't say that immediately anyway.
Yeah,
but
I don't know why. I don't get it with men. My girlfriend, we were just having this conversation. It's crazy, but and the guy gets you in the room, and you know you're having a nice coat, and you think you know everything's beautiful. You just had great sex, and then he's getting up, and oh, I have to, you know, get up early for work in the morning, but I'll be back. I'll be back, or I have to go let my dogs out, but I'll be back in the morning. Who are you telling this
don't
lie to?
Don't come back. Yeah, don't
Who
come back.
Who are you telling
bye.
This lie to?
I love that one. I got to go and take care. Don't get me wrong, now that I have a dog, I do have to actually go and take care of my dog. When I say I have to leave, but I'm not coming back, okay? I do actually have to. My dog has to be taken at a certain time at night and at first thing in the morning, or he pisses the floor. So I do actually have to do that. But I'm not coming back. And it is what it is. And why can't we be realistic instead of lying and telling half truths? Especially during this season. This is not what us as women want to hear as lies and half truths. We want the truth. The truth is, I got to go spend time with my wife and my kids. And you're not going to see me for a few weeks. So this is a time for reflection on if you think this relationship is really worth it.
Yeah.
That's the absolute truth.
Yeah, or I can't spend the night. I have to be, you know, someplace else. Christmas
I have
morning
things
or
to
New
do.
Year's morning. I can't spend the night, but I will see you because of blah, blah, blah. But I will see you as soon as I
but
can.
But I will see you. But don't lie. Don't lie.
Leave the gift. Like you said, leave the gift on the dresser and, you know, and I'll see you when I see you.
And look, if you don't want to make me feel like a whore, just leave it somewhere in the bed. If you don't want to leave it on the dressing room table, leave it somewhere in the bed.
Exactly, or
leave it in a shoe.
So
you know those are my favorite pair of shoes. Leave it in my shoes or in my purse. So I just randomly find it, you know, whatever. I'm just saying. I know we got all kinds of men laughing at us right now. So I want to hear what you all have to say. So I'm going to let you all chime in. Because, you know what, we only got about 30 minutes left, but I might have to last a little bit longer than that. But, guys, I am totally going to let you chime in. And if you haven't already called in and you have something to say about the season of lies and half-truths, all you have to do is dial in 646-595-4038 and press 1. On that note, we are going to go to a caller. Wow. We're going to get to every last one of you. But we're going to start off with 757-256. Are you there?
Hello. Oh, hello, how you doing? Hello, this is Dietrich.
I'm doing great. How about you? Hi, Dietrich.
All right.
Hey, Dietrich.
Hello,
it's been a while.
Hey.
What do you think about our topic tonight? We're totally doing something different tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's good. Like you say, in this time of year, this is what people, most men, take advantage of a woman's, you know, sensitivity because, you know, either she's lonely and she feel like maybe depressed because of the fact that she might not have nobody, or if it's like a fling, then she gonna want more time with you. She gonna want to be like, okay, you know, getting close to the holiday, can you come to spend time with me? Can you buy me gifts? Can you do this? Because it's a holiday. Because she feels that she earned that, not caring about that you have, you know, significant other or wife or it may be. You know, men the same way. You know, they this is the best time that I love you goes far. It goes far.
Yeah.
Yes, I love you goes far.
Goes far.
Don't say it. I would say this is the time of year. Don't say it unless you really mean it.
Exactly. it can become dangerous because you got some women out there and some men will be suicidal. You sitting there saying that word, talking around the holiday season when they probably don't have nobody to spend time with or they don't want or they want that significant other, and they come crazy. Them people that will come after you will come find you and do something to you. And then because you play around with the word, you know, me, I never say that because I know that's a powerful word to any woman, no matter if it's just somebody I just met.
It's very powerful. It's extremely powerful. When you say I love you, it changes the – personally, I think it changes the whole dynamics of any type of relationship. When you say I love you – And I'm just casually say it in the middle of sex. When you actually look into someone's eyes and go, I love you, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then some men, you know, some men kind of like, you know, if a woman's playing hard to get, they might say, you know what, if I say this, she'll go all the way. But then you don't think of the repercussions behind saying that to a woman, especially during the holiday season, especially if you're the only person she's dealing with. And you got other stuff, because, you know, she already vulnerable because of the fact that either she don't have nobody or you're the only person that she deal with. So she wants not only sex, but she wants some more of your time. She wants you, okay, it's Thanksgiving. I need you to come to my mom's house. Can you come over here?
Yes.
Can you do this? Can you lie? And they want you to do all types of things. And then you got to be, some men don't care, but like, you know, hey, whatever, she'll be all right. But she don't know. You'll know her psyche. You'll know what type of person she might be if you say no to her, especially if you're sitting there getting calls on a regular basis, and you saying I love you, and you just answer her up all the time. She calling your phone, tell me what you doing. You like, you know, you lie. I gotta go. But, you know, women, some men, that sets off a trigger. They'll come find you. Like, hold on, you ignore me.
I'm one of those women. When you start ignoring me, and especially if you've said something like I love you, or if you said anything to that and you're ignoring me when I call you, that sends a trigger for me. And that makes me want to cut you the fuck off.
Exactly.
I say off. Sorry, I'm telling a white girl, fuck out. But I just want to cut you out right now, because if you love me, you be here.
Exactly. Especially,
don't lie to me.
Especially if you. And the crazy part about it is that woman don't have to be a stalker. She just, that's the trigger button. That's a trigger button.
Yeah, but you made her a stalker by saying that. She probably wasn't even a stalker before, but you made her a stalker by doing that, by lying.
Exactly. And then when it comes down to it, go ahead.
Are you one of those guys that you feel as though you have to lie to kick it? Do you do that?
No, I never did that, because my uncle told me a long time ago, love you is a dangerous word. You don't say that you actually mean it, because that'll get you killed. Cut, locked up.
That is so
very,
very true.
You don't even have to be love. It could just be any lie to kick it. Like, what, you know, just don't do that. I'm glad you're not that guy, because that's like the nails on the chalkboard.
Yeah, but see, me, I think guys who use that don't have game to begin with. And they got to sit there and lie about, you know, to get the woman in the bed, or lie about to get the woman to do certain things, they can't be themselves. They got to be this front. And them the guys that got the weak game, and the guys that pretty much don't know how to, you know, treat a woman the right way. And they got to go to such lows to get in a bad room. You can't do it on your own with your own personality. Don't lie about it, because it could be just as bad as this is bad by lying about it than you being honest. And I always believe in that.
That's so
I'm
true.
Sorry. I'm still
coughing.
Some
good stuff to say, Dietrich.
Yeah.
No, actually, Dietrich, I'm sorry, guys. I'm still getting over my cold. I have to apologize for that. No, you're absolutely right. I think that, and I have to say this. I know we were talking about this is lies for time for lie season for lies and half truths. And one of the biggest lies I think a lot of us tell. And I say us because I'm grouping everybody, but I don't mean us. Uh-huh. Particularly, I don't mean individuals, because I'm not one of these people who does it either. I think we throw around the word I love you too casually.
Yeah, you're right.
I think it's done way too casually. Just because I had sex with you doesn't mean I love you. I might have sex with you for a year and still not love you. Sometimes you're single and you got that booty call for you. Please tell me, every one of us, raise your hand to God that you didn't have that booty call while you were single that lasted for like a year. But you all weren't really dating. But you all weren't really dating. But you both knew that.
Some people said he didn't have that. No, because when I was sleep with somebody, it's usually like, it takes time for me to get to that point with somebody. Even the one night stand, it happened. I still take consideration of the woman's feelings and where it might go. And not to get the woman confused, okay, this is what's going on. Do you want to do this or do you want to do something else? And I don't twist their words around or try to make it seem like there's one thing and actually not, because I like to have clarity.
A lot of times guys try to make it seem like it's more than what it really is. And maybe, and I will say this, and I just have to punch in with this. I'm sorry, Dietrich. It might have to do with the fact that we came from a different, because of our profession. I'm saying me and Lola is an R. It's easier to go, okay, yeah, you realize that we are just friends, so we sleep together every once in a while, and we're just friends with benefits, and we're probably only going to be that. And we understand that a little bit more because of the profession we were in.
But sometimes you got to be able to differentiate.
Yeah. I think it's very different, though, and this is why I always love everyone's comments, especially comments from men like you, because you're living in the real world, and we lived in a kind of a different world sexually in our early 20s. Our sexual life is extremely different. So.
Yeah,
we're not understanding about that, even though guys, like I dated someone, and he he would say, "Oh, that was my ex-girlfriend." Oh, okay, you know, well, you know,
mm-hmm. Like, okay,
so that, like,
fine.
He
you
wouldn't
bring her over
jealous.
To you.
He wanted me to be jealous, and do I have a reason to be jealous? You just said she just called to say hello, but I think because of me, the industry, the work, it made me more, in talking to so many guys, it made me more understanding about things. I don't just get jealous and get all worked up. I'm kind of, I would understand that relationship a little more than someone else would. Like, this is what
but
it is, and I would understand that. Mm-hmm.
But in saying that, and I have to ask you this, Lola, in saying that, and I agree with you on that, but we also don't throw around that love word so easily, too.
No.
So if you told me you were in love with her,
mm-hmm.
and then you got with me, and you're supposedly in love with me now I'm going to be like, oh, wait a minute, hold up. Maybe you can't be around her because you were in love with her. Because there's people
true.
I've had sex with, and there's people I've been in love with. And I can't be around this dude. Once I've ended a relationship, I've ended a relationship. I won't even speak to those people anymore. But there's people I've had sex with, and now I just had sex with them. It means nothing.
But sometimes it's hard for you ladies that are in the industry. If a real man comes along and actually is genuine about getting to know you, and you've been dealing with so many men in different ways, you see all the game, you see all the, you know, the BS and stuff, it's kind of hard for y'all. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know. It's kind of hard for you to determine who's genuine in their actions, ways of actions, or who's not. I mean, how do y'all feel about that?
For me, though,
that
I
is
think
a good one.
I'm actually a really good judge of character. Now
I would say I'm a pretty good judge of character. I can see
because
it a mile away.
Came across
I can tell
so
the
much bullshit. So now I know when somebody is genuine and when it's bullshit.
I have to say this, and Lola, I know you agree with this on this one. I see bullshit before you even start opening your mouth. I see it when you're talking to other people, and I'm like, oh God, please don't come over here. You see it that far away. So,
mm-hmm.
I see it so far. I've seen it before you've even noticed that I'm in your scope, that you're full of shit. So, seriously, I can see it so far away. And I'm like, oh, God. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I'm already, like, going around other people to make sure you don't even notice me.
I'm telling my family, I told you, like, you don't want to listen,
and then when your friend hooks up with them and you're going, look, don't even go there, then you're like, I told you, and then, look, 6 months later when they come to you with some shit, and you're like, I told you that when you met him.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it when you met him.
Mm-hmm.
It was written all over his face.
No, I definitely can discern the bullshit. That is for sure.
Yeah, just like, you know, you guys, after you've dated a few girls, you see bullshit a mile away, right? No matter how pretty and how fine she is, you see bullshit.
Yeah, there's always a tell sign, especially when they start a conversation off with, what do you do for a living? Off the day one, you know, I'm like, whoa.
Whoa.
You got to profile me.
y'all profile real quick. Right, that's why I had to be real careful about what I say. I'm like, what do you do for a living? Well, I've done a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Do we really want to go into all of that?
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you get to know me first?
Mm-hmm, exactly. Because all that will come on his own anyway. It'll come on his own anyway. If you have to, you go know what to say and what to do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, we know how to dodge those bullets now. See, this is the great thing about, and before I let you go, I'm going to have to let you go because we have quite a few other people who are waiting to get on.
Okay.
I'm going to get to you all today. But I have to say this. This is a great thing about talking on a show like this with girls who are ex-porn stars, because I'm going to tell you right now, we've done it, especially ex-porn stars and not recent ex-porn stars. We're old school. We're from a long time ago. We've seen it. We've been there. We've done that. And we think like guys. You're not talking to some naive girl who's trying to get married here. You're talking to someone who's been around the block, who's been the wing woman. Am I correct, Lola? We've been the wing woman, the ring man, the wing man, or whatever. We've been there, done that. Yeah. So you can't come
true.
To us that way. Yeah, you can't come to us like, you know, the rest of the girls. So anyway,
yeah.
Thank you so much for calling. I'm sorry, but yeah, to get around
thank
to all
you,
that,
Deidre.
But that's why I love doing it. Deidre, thank you
okay.
so much for calling.
It's always
you better
good.
Call back soon because we always love hearing your voice.
You try to fight me up.
Lie. You know I'm going to put you up. Of course I am. Look, just because I've been around a block doesn't mean I don't know how to stroke a man's ego. So.
Okay.
I'm looking out now.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we have another caller here. We're going to let in. Oh, my gosh. Okay, they're about to get upset with us. But area code 708-207, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How you doing, love?
Hey,
who
how
are
you
speaking
doing,
to?
Hey, you're talking to Nathan. How you doing?
Hey, Nathan.
Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Laura.
You're talking to Sierra.
Hi, Sierra.
I just wanted you to know that, just in case you forgot.
How could I forget? It's Friday night.
Friday night, sitting on Chrome. Okay, sorry. Showing my age. So what do you think? I know, show my age, totally. What do you think?
Well,
okay, I just totally came up with this. I was thinking about this day. I was cleaning the carpet, being my usual housewife self, and I thought, tis the season for lies and half-truths. I've learned more lies and half-truths. And the next thing I know, Lola calls me on the phone, and we get to talking, and she's like, oh, yeah, been there, done that. You are so right. And we're like, yeah, mm-hmm. We got to bring it to the people. Here we are.
Yeah, tis the season for bullshit. put it a little bit more bluntly, you know.
And you said it. It's the season for bullshit. Don't believe the hype. Isn't that what he said? Don't believe
yeah.
the hype.
Yeah, that's the old song. Don't believe the hype.
Uh-huh.
And,
don't believe the hype.
But you know, to me, there's no such thing as a little white lie or a hat either. You're telling the truth or you're lying, you know, and
mm-hmm.
being able to spot bullshit, or as my mother says, there's no, you can't bullshit a bullshitter.
You cannot bullshit a bullshitter, yes.
That's true.
You know, there's no
you cannot bullshit a bullshitter.
Right.
You also,
know
what I also say, I always hear, which I never understood, you can't bullshit a bullshitter, but I will tell you this. You can't lie to a child who grew up in a house of lies. I grew up in a house of lies. You cannot lie to me. I see it. And I love it. Okay, one of my favorite things, though, and I know you've probably seen it. Do you ever watch Judge Judy or any of those?
Yeah, I've used to watch the Judge shows, all of them, Judge Mathis.
I'm not an avid watcher of them, but every once in a while I'll turn to one of them. But do you ever notice the minute somebody opens their mouth, they're not even 5 seconds into their story, you already know they're lying? And I'm like, if you would just play this back, you would know, if you heard your story, you would stop.
Mm-hmm.
You have to hear the whole story, you're like, you're lying.
Because they changed it 3 times in the first 2 minutes they started talking.
Yes.
They said three. They
in
said
the
two
first
or three
2 minutes
things.
They started talking.
Exactly.
You know. But yeah, as far as the I love you thing, no, you don't throw that out there. But on the other side, unless you mean it.
That's not something I casually throw around. I think in this day and age, the other thing I think we, and maybe it's a Southern thing, that we casually throw around, I think a little too much, are hugs.
Yeah, I'm
I
not
love
a hugger.
You and hugs. I'm
you know,
a hugger,
I'm a
but
hugger.
I gotta like you.
Yeah, I don't
care
about hugging
like
everybody. Because every time I see my mother at least once a week. I don't hug my. I kiss her on the cheek and kiss her on the forehead, but I'm not. I don't even hug my mother every time I see her. And I, of course, I've known my mother all my life, but I'm not a hugger. I never have been a hugger.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know people who are, and unless I really, really know you, for you to hug me, if I don't know you, I put it like that. for you to hug me the first time you met me and we've never met before, I'm kind of, I tense up. Because
I don't necessarily tense up. You know what I do? I give you the one hand hug. I'm like, oh, hi, nice. Oh, that's sweet. Oh. And then, like, you know, the hips are in a whole nother time zone. I'll lean in, I give you the one hand and my hips and my legs in a different time zone. And I'll be like, oh yeah, that's so sweet.
Yeah, I used to date somebody that was a hugger. You know, she went around hugging everybody and you know, I'm just not. And I'm not. For me, I have to get to know you, you know, and for us to, you know, like I said, I'm not just the first time I met you and then, I'm not a hugger. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But getting back to the I love you thing, on the flip side of that, people throwing it out too soon is people expect it too soon sometimes, too. I've seen that where, you know, you get that, you don't love me? You know, we've done this and we've done that. Not necessarily sex even. But we've gone out
now,
for...
I'm saying that
you know,
shouldn't happen.
Months.
Like, if you get that you don't love me thing, that should be like 6 months in, right? You shouldn't even hear that until 6 months in.
Yes, you shouldn't hear it. But I know of some people that feel just because they gave you some good sex or something, you can't help but love them. I've heard some of my girlfriends say,
this is the Sierra School of Excuses, guys. I'm sorry. Coming in with the Sierra School of Excuses. Since we're going into the whole sex lies and half-truths, so... This is also the time when people start to feel love when they don't really know it's just the alcohol and the eggnog. And you go, oh, I am so fond of you, too. That was so very cool of you. That was so wonderful, too. The sex
or have
was,
you
I
guys,
loved,
have you ever?
Or you ended with, I love the sex, too. I've
right.
done that. I've been
you know,
like, I love
you ever
the sex,
got
too.
The, I love ya. And not, I love you. And it's like, you didn't have to say that. You're not really telling me you love me, but you're expecting that I'm expecting to hear it. So you don't want to really say you love me. So
I'm
such a
guy. I'm the
I
love
you
girl. Yeah. I'm the I love you person.
Then,
see, like,
and then
even in my text, you can tell. If my love is spelled L-U-V, it's a friend thing. Love you. L-U-V.
Yeah.
Love ya.
I've
not
done
a whole
that too when it's now. Not. So you will know it's not that serious. Love you.
It's not that serious when I spell L-U-V.
But I don't like it when guys, if somebody's doing it back to me, don't do that to me because you don't have to say.
See, I'm cool with that because now we're keeping it casual. Oh, my really casual one is, I got you on this one. Love your face. I'll end the conversation with love your face.
Never heard that one before.
No, me either.
Love your face. And then you hang up, and all they can do is go, I don't know what to say to that. Love your face.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't
because
I've never
face.
Heard it before.
Oh, it's great.
Really
one day
wouldn't.
I'll just end it. Just try it just once. It's fun. Nathan, I'm telling you now, just one time, end a conversation with a friend and go, well, it has to be a girl. And just go, love your face. Bye.
And
they'll be like, what? They'll be like, huh?
Yeah,
I'm confused.
I'm going to have to try that.
Love your face.
You know,
because it's kind of funny. It's quirky. It says I have endearment. I'm being funny. But it in no way says that I want to get into bed with you and have babies with you. It doesn't say that. Love your face. But it's not an insult either.
This is also the season, and to me, this is juvenile, and I'm gonna put a flip on it, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
This is the season where people break up if
you're
in a relationship. You know, you break up so you don't
have
to spend money on that person.
If you're expensive, I'm breaking up with you right now because I can't afford your gift.
Right.
Exactly.
You know,
right. That's a big
and
one.
And then after
that
the after
one.
The holidays or after whatever birthday or whatever it might be.
I put it with guys that I couldn't afford their gift.
You know, either I'm going to buy you something or I'm not. I'm not going to break up with you or, you know, to keep from buying you a gift. Okay.
Yeah,
if we're together,
I will break up with you to keep from buying a gift. If I know your taste and I can't afford it, I will break up with you because I can't afford you a gift.
Stop it.
But I'm,
you're
I'm,
right.
I'm gonna tell you something.
I'm that
right
girl.
Now. I'm half expecting to hear from somebody because you know I'm recently
I
single.
I know
again.
You have one less gift to give this year. It's been a year.
I'm happy to expect, well, we have, you know, since I bought that nice piece of jewelry that I bought. But I'm half expecting to hear from that person, you know, to come back or all of a sudden now you miss me and I haven't heard. You know, we've been apart
or haven't heard from you in a while. Okay.
I'm not falling for that.
I'm just telling you right now, rules of relationship etiquette say this. Because you all are not together right now, you can't get back together until after the presenting of presents season is over.
Because this is also after a certain time when people's true colors come out. But I'm expecting to hear from that person. Within, you know, because whether we had about 6 weeks out till Christmas now, we're about 5 or 6 weeks out till Christmas. I know, you're not getting shit this year, okay? You know, she's lucky if I talk to her now. I'll buy my other ex, the one that I always talk about,
before I buy you something.
You know, it's time to move on, honey. If I, you know... You blew it. I just put
as
it
long
like
as you don't give it to TLC, that's all I'm saying, because they still haven't come out with a record. So,
no. Oh, yeah, I heard you talking about that.
As long as you don't give it to TLC, because I gave them my money, they made promises they did not keep.
Oh, wow.
They made promises they did not catch.
You got game.
I'm sorry, but we're going to have to let you go. We're going to have to go on. We have to move on. We can only take one more caller. So,
okay.
See you, Nathan.
To have you call in.
Bye, Lola. Bye, Sierra.
Thank you. Bye, Nathan.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, so we have one more caller. Okay, let me see. Who are we going to take? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. There's so many. Okay, we have one more caller left, and we're going to go. Okay, another Chicago caller, 708-560. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Who are
Hello, how you doing? This is Adrian.
Hi, Adrian. Adrian.
He has such a polite voice, isn't he?
Yes,
he is. He must be at work.
How did you know?
You know, polite and low voice. He's like, I'm being very cool. And I just want to speak about this is the season for lies and half truths. Go.
Ooh, salacious. That's salacious right there. But just want to say good evening to you and Lola. Good hearing from you. Yeah,
thank you so much for calling in. I'm sorry, but I'm just loving your voice right now.
Have you been telling any holiday lies, or has anybody been telling you any holiday lies?
I've seen people get holiday lies at family gatherings. But
you seen or you heard?
I've seen, and frankly, seeing a member of the family, well, not through marriage, saying a lie to, say, a relative, and most of us are like, you're not fooling anybody.
We're not going to let you, we're not going to have you rat out anybody. But
I'm not going to rat out, but
can we at least get the lie?
Most likely you weren't fooling anybody.
Okay, half
of
the lie. You can change names. How's that?
What was the lie?
We have to at least get the lie.
I'm going to choir rehearsal on a holiday like Thanksgiving. Like, you don't have choir.
Oh, a whole choir rehearsal excuse.
Rehearsal. Yes.
That's an old-fashioned one.
Not at 9, 10 p.m. at night.
A choir rehearsal on Thanksgiving? On the late night? Oh, yeah.
On a late night, yeah.
Okay,
like,
I have to admit, because I didn't grow up in church, I have no idea when choir rehearsal is. But so that one you could have pulled on
me. It would be in the afternoon or early evening.
I would?
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm like, I have no idea when choir rehearsal would be. So,
I've
never been to choir.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that person going to choir rehearsal. It's like 10 p.m. on Christmas Day or Thanksgiving. No, that's
but
not.
But isn't there like a long church service like on Christmas Day and Thanksgiving Day or something like
no.
that?
I didn't know. I was raised in the church.
People could tell me, and I wouldn't know.
Especially not on Thanksgiving. Maybe
this is what happens when you don't grow up
early.
Christian. When you don't grow up Christian, you don't know these things. Okay, I did not know this. I'm serious. I didn't know. I thought there was like a long
day. Like, if you're gonna lie, don't bring the church into it. Like, all right, I'm not the most religious person, but I at least have some. Like, let me have some respect for the church.
I had no idea. I don't know what you people do. I know there's a lot of singing and I know there's a lot of food. That's all I know.
I know
the food happens in the basement. Right?
It happens in the basement, yes, but we have to sit through that long sermon that goes past lunch.
Okay, I've been through the long sermon once. And I tried to get out. I even started faint dying, but y'all wouldn't let me go, and I've never been back.
Oh, Lord.
I swear to God, I tried to fake die. I tried to fake having it. I tried to fake having a diabetic, whatever. And y'all wouldn't let me go.
Stop it.
Like, didn't the collection plate come like twice already? Why are we having a third time?
No, I've seen the shows. I swear to God, this is exactly what it was like when I went. I've been twice. And I was like, what the hell? How much money do I have to freaking give? And how long does this last? My ass hurts.
The pews are wooden. They're not comfortable places to sit.
It was hard, and you all were repeating things, and I didn't know what was going on. So I'm sorry, but I'm not laughing. I'm just saying, look, not all black people are Christians or Baptists, okay? And I'm one of those weird one percenters in this particular sense. Not when it comes to money. I'm a 98%er when it comes to everything else.
Oh, my goodness. You guys stop it.
But no, I swear to God, I've been twice, and the first time somebody changed my tire, and I promised I would go, and people were passing out and falling on the floor, and I was scared. No, I'm not lying. This really happened.
No, you're not lying.
No, I'm not lying. People were passing out and falling on the floor and, like, speaking in tongues. And I tried to back out, and they were like, no, you have to come to the front. I was like, oh, they wanted to lay hands on me. I was like, I am scared. So,
I'd be scared, too. That's...
Why are we getting on this subject talking about
scared? I have no idea.
Oh, because of that lie.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know how we got on this subject, but okay, so.
We're sorry, Lola. It just happened.
It's called Lies.
We go on
and
to
half-truths.
A rant.
Yeah, we did. We went to a rant. We did. Sorry. Okay.
But, yeah, I see that happen, and I was ready to. No, there was like a couple of times I wanted to spend time with somebody, but. It just didn't work out, and sometimes I break up with a girl because of the arguments that happened before the holidays. So I have yet to experience being lied to, and I don't think I would appreciate that, not on a holiday, especially on a holiday.
Oh, my God. You haven't had to go through the fact of, oh, I can't spend this much time with you right now because I can't bring you around my family yet.
No, I haven't gone through that. And
you're so
one
lucky.
Of the things, I'm a December child, so like my birthday is 6 days before Christmas, so usually I try to do it up, and I think one of the arguments was that
okay,
I was
now we
like,
know why girls break up with you before the holidays start. They gotta get
they
a Christmas present and a birthday present.
And I'm not even asking for much on that. Like, man.
No, it's just mandatory. You can't not do that. Come on. You should like not tell anyone about the, that it's your birthday for a year. I know, it totally sucks. I'm so sorry. I just made him so sad. Okay, I'm sorry, but but we do still love you, and this is a no-judgment zone, I swear to God.
I appreciate that. That's why I called it. Say it like you mean it, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I really do mean it. Wow. See, this is why I tell people I'm not an actress, right? Okay, so. No. Seriously. No, I totally get it, though. I would never tell a girl. I would never tell anyone I was dating. My birthday was in December. I wouldn't tell them for a year. Because I wouldn't want them to mash it together. I'd be mad. So.
After
like
a certain point. After a certain point, I get used to it, and I'm just happy.
I was saying, you're just used to it now.
After 40 years, yeah, you get used to that. So, like, you know what?
I'm
going to do me.
We're going to let you go now. I love you, darling. And please call in again. We just have to let him go now because he's just downtrodden. So, Lola, are you here with me? Lola? Oh, we lost her somewhere along the way. I don't know when, what happened. Anyway,
I'm here.
There you go. Oh, there you are. I wanted to say, everyone, okay, we've run over a little bit over time, but thank you, everybody, so much for calling in. And we lost Lola. She got bored with her conversation. So sorry.
No, I'm here.
I know, I'm teasing you now. This was an interesting one. The season for lies and half-truths. And yes, I really do believe that this is a season where everyone is trying to be happy and everybody's trying to make everybody happy. And in doing that, just to end this whole conversation, in doing that, we tell a lot of lies and half-truths. And especially to those that we're just meeting, we tell a lot of lies and half-truths. And to people that don't mean as much to us as we think they do. And a lot of times when you're during the season, you really have to sit back and think about what's going on in your life and think about what people are saying to you and really start to read between the lines. And honestly, that's really the whole point. And I hate to be all Jerry Springer on y'all, but I think that really is the point. This is that type season. And then you have to really think about it, especially if you're going to be someone who is in a, let's just say it, a shady relationship.
Yeah, that's true.
You really have to think about these things. So, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. I had a lot of fun with you all tonight, and Lily, it was so nice for you to join us tonight.
Thank you.
And I love it when you're here. It was so much fun. It was so much fun. I know we totally went over, and we giggled, we laughed, and we're going to chat some more. And I don't think we're coming next week. I have to look and see. But we might not be here next week, but we'll look and see because you know what? Holiday season is coming up. And
yes,
Turkey Day is next week. So I'm going to give out a big, huge, happy Thanksgiving to everybody really quickly because I don't think we're going to be here. But I hope everybody enjoys their turkey time. And in the meantime, I'm going to send you out with a song here. If I can find our go-out song, I had it all primed up and now I can't find it. I can't believe I did this. I literally just did this. There it is. No problem. Okay, so I'm going to send you all out, and we will see you next Friday. And don't forget to join us here on Dollhouse Radio, and you are listening to The Down Low, and you're listening to Lola Lane, and I'm your host, Sierra Devay, and we will talk to you really, really, really soon.
Bye, y'all.
living life.